Booth. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
One, engines full power, and liftoff, Falcon 9, go Axiom.
SpaceX and Axiom just launched its second private flight to the International Space Station.
I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. The Axiom crew is settling in for about a 15-hour ride to the International Space Station, where they'll stay for about 8 days. Three paid seats have cost some $50 million each, reportedly, perhaps more. One of the requirements for space station visits is that a former NASA astronaut be the spacecraft commander. That's Peggy Whitson, who spent 665 days in space already, including two tours of duty as a space station commander. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
President Biden will be back at the White House tomorrow to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders on the debt crisis. Reporter Ellis King is on Capitol Hill.
President Biden and Speaker McCarthy agreed to meet Monday afternoon in hopes they can make progress in their talks to raise the debt limit. Their negotiating teams will also meet later this evening. McCarthy described Sunday's call as productive, but told reporters that nothing has been agreed to. He argued that the federal government must cut back from its current spending, something the White House is open to, but the two sides still disagree on what exactly those spending limits will look like.
They have about 2 weeks to figure it out. The default deadline is June 1st. G7 leaders are expected to announce more sanctions against Russia soon to help hinder its war efforts in Ukraine. Russia is now the most sanctioned country in the world. But there are questions about how effective these punishments have been. The G7 also urged China to get involved today and urge Russia to stop its attacks. At least 12 people got trampled at a soccer stadium in El Salvador last night, where authorities say angry fans knocked down a gate to storm the field. Dozens were injured in that stampede. It happened during a quarterfinals match. A new CBS News poll finds the country is divided on immigration policies, with just over half of Americans in favor of housing migrants. New York City is getting a lot of them lately, and Mayor Eric Adams blames Congress.
The problem is that the Republicans for far too many years have failed to deal with real immigration reform. This is a national issue. No city should be going through this, including El Paso, Brownsville.
Those cities in Texas are where many migrants have been crossing the southern border to seek asylum. 58% of Americans believe the Biden administration should be tougher on immigrants at the border. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Discover MyPillow 2.0, Mike Lindell's upgraded pillow. Soft, smooth, and cool with temperature-regulating fabric. There's a limited time buy one, get one free offer using promo code COMFORT. Proudly made in the USA, 10-year warranty, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, click Radio Podcast Square for the BOGO deal. Use promo code COMFORT or call 1-800-976-6949 now.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 49 tonight under partly cloudy skies, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 77. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 54. Highs level off around 80 Tuesday under mainly sunny skies. 66 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Welcome one and all once again to Seth Faces the Music, the show that doesn't want the world, it just wants your half. The world is an awfully big place filled with people, with stories, with music and songs about the world itself. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
Crying for buried Lord in some lonely cypress grove. And every contrary woman that I can't control. Just remember, darling, got to be just a watch your soul.
Canned Heat there with World in a Jug. And we started off the show today with Tears for Fears and Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Are you sure about that, guys? Can I see the raw data on that, please? With the birth of rock and roll in the 1950s, it was very rare to see someone cross over from the world of R&B and or rock and roll and jazz or pop singing. It didn't happen very much, but there were a couple artists who were able to span the difference quite easily and very effectively. Up next is one of those versatile voices that we love to hear. Here's Dinah Washington with Nothing in the World.
Nothing in the world could make me love you more than I do. And if I owned a magic clock, then I'd keep our love brand new. Nothing in the world could make me love you more than I do. Don't ever doubt my feelings, my love, yes, my love is real. Nothing in the world could make me love you more than I do.
till a notion came to my mind. We look for exit signs, but we can't be changed into nothing.
From their album After the Disco, that was Broken Bells with Perfect World. Broken Bells is essentially a duo of James Mercer, also known as the lead singer of The Shins, and Brian Burton, who is also much better known as his alter ego, Danger Mouse. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we're going to look at the man who invented soul, a vocal genius and songwriter whose life was cut tragically short. He'll be coming up next on WFHR.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for. Be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now
For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love.
The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Think about it and understand it.
now approaching midnight.
Midnight in a perfect world. That was DJ Shadow. Before that, we opened the set with Sam Cooke and What a Wonderful World. For many, many decades, a group could count themselves lucky if they were asked to do a theme to a James Bond film. Now, many great artists have done so over the years, but the best versions are the ones that incorporate the classic James Bond theme in them, but make the rest of the song true to their own sound. And I'd say this is one of the best examples coming up now. From the film of the same name, here is Garbage with The World Is Not Enough.
I know how to hurt.
Be Giants with their cover of the Joe Meek Bizarro classic, I Hear a New World. And before that, we had Little Walter with Mean Old World. Stay with us, everyone. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a band that was huge in the early 1980s. They kind of went nowhere in the late 80s and early 90s and then exploded back onto the scene in 1993 with a couple of huge hits. We're going to hear from them next here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And as I try to make my way
together, it's you and I. God has made us for love, it's true. I've really found someone like you. Will it stay, the love you feel for me? Will it say that you will be by my side? Until my life is through. Well, in my mind, we can conquer the world and love you and I.
Steveland Morris, better known as Stevie Wonder, from his great album Talking Book, that was You and I, We Can Conquer the World. And before that, we started off this set with Duran Duran from their second self-titled album, known in the fandom as The Wedding Album, with Ordinary World. Next, we're going to turn to the 1980s in a band that had a couple of decent-sized hits in the United States. They were much more popular in their native UK. Boy, you've heard that a lot on this show. And I put them in the triumvirate of underappreciated bands from the 80s, along with Simple Minds and Naked Eyes. Here's Talk Talk with Living in Another World.
Talk, talk. It's a wild, wild world, but I'm a real wild man. I want a wild, wild girl to hold in my hand. She got to know what to do when we're stepping out. Ooh, how to kiss and what it's all about. She can be a little plain or a simple girl, but she knows how to live in a wild, wild world. Well, it's a real wild night. I got a real wild step. When we start to dance, and baby, you got to have a lot of pep. You got to know what to do when we're stepping out. Ooh, how to kiss and what it's all about. She knows how to live in a wild, wild world. When it's a real wild night, I got a real wild step. When we start to dance, and baby, you got to have a lot of pep. You got to know what to do when we're stepping high. And what it's all about. She can be a little plain or a simple girl, but she knows how to live in a wild, wild world. Well, it's a real wild night. I want a real wild kiss. I want a wild, wild girl who can do all of. She's got to know what to do when we're stepping high. How to love and what it's all about. She can be a little plain or a simple girl, but she knows how to live in a wild, wild world.
The man best known for his huge hit Susie Q and considered by many to be the architect of swamp rock, that was Dale Hawkins with Wild, Wild World. That's going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music. Stay tuned for hour two, coming just around the corner. We'll see you right after this.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different.
WFHR different. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5